I'm really pleased with the first week with the OTAs, getting a chance to get out there and guys, you know, transferring what they've done in the meeting rooms to the practice field. And it's been, you know, we had the rookie mini, or the, I'm sorry, the veteran mini camp, the first, very first thing that we did, and it was offense going against defense, but the guys really didn't know the systems yet. So there was a, you know, it was a process of them going through, trying to figure out what to do and going against each other. So it wasn't a great evaluation tool for us. And then we had 3 weeks where we got out on the field with the guys more in individual settings, where, you know, we could work on some of the fundamentals and really teach and coach the systems. And this week has been the first time we've been able to get out with them. They have a good sense for what the systems are, and then see how they apply those things. And I've been pleased with the effort. The tempo has been outstanding, and we've gotten a lot done this week.
Walk me through, if you can, the process of installation, because that's the biggest part of this, and you have a very methodical way of doing this. If you can just kind of tell me how you do this in phases and in general sense, the way you go about it.
Well, we approach it with you know, different installations for different days. And in this particular case here, in this section of where we're at, we have 10 OTA days. So we'll have 10 different installs. We'll meet in the morning prior to going out for practice, and then we'll go out and you know, go through practice based on that install. So for example, this week we primarily focused on third down. We focused on third and short the first day, third and medium the second day, and then third and long the third day of the week. So that's, you know, really what we focused on during this OTA course. Next week we'll get into red zone in 2 minutes. So, you know, that's generally how we do it, is more tied to situations, and then go through and practice those situations and make the corrections based on that and move on.
What are some of the things you specifically are looking for? You know, when you're out there as a coach and you've got this team that has, of course, a lot of new components to it and new people out there, you I'm sure have a checklist of things that you want to see. Give me a sense of that and how many of those things that you saw to your satisfaction, at least in these first few days of practice.
Well, the first thing is that the practices are structured and the guys understand the tempo that we want to go at, and that was right from the get-go. These guys really understood that, and I felt like these 3 days were real positive in terms of that. You want to see execution. You want to see guys getting a chance to go against each other a little bit and be put in situations, you know, third down, for example, as we were talking about before, to see how they're going to react and how they are able to produce and what they're able to do in those situations. And then, you know, from a coaching standpoint, not just the evaluations, but also finding and seeing guys do things and finding roles for guys and saying, okay, this guy can help us in this way. All right, he really does this real well. And that's as much of the learning process as what they're doing is us doing the same thing, learning about them.
And the other difference, of course, in these workouts as opposed to what you had going on last weekend with the rookie mini camp is the rookies are now out there with veterans. And I'm sure that's a dramatic change for guys like Barkevious Mingo and so forth, who are on the field now with veteran players seeing a whole different pace of football. What was that like for those guys?
Well, that's the biggest thing to them typically is that they see a different pace. And you know, the skill level of the guys that they're going to see is a big adjustment from more, you know, what they're used to going against on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, just looking at them and you know, Kiki did a nice job really adjusting and also to, you know, as a stand-up linebacker, adjusting to dropping and being able to do some of those things. And you saw some real nice examples of him covering down the field.
Now, Leon McFadden wasn't out there. He's got some schoolwork to finish up at San Diego State. They've got to, I guess, graduate or whatever by NFL rule before he can participate. When is he due back to participate?
He'll be back this next week.
Okay. And you've got to be looking forward to seeing him out there.
I am. He, you know, he had a good rookie mini camp, and, again, getting him back with all the big boys and the vets is a little bit different sometimes, and it's part of the process that they need to go through and to adjust and to the speed of the game and the different guys that they're going to see. And there's some pretty good, you know, a group of receivers that they're going to be able to, you know, he's going to be able to go against.
Browns head coach Rob Chudzinski joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, out here at the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Westwood Country Club. Rob, a lot has been talked about in terms of the pace of the offense. You heard Brandon Whedon say this time and again, there's a greater sense of urgency. He talks about how you are out there saying, let's pick it up. And I saw you out in the practice field for those 3 days doing that, and North Turner as well. Talk about the importance of that and what you do when you're trying to accelerate it. Who you're talking to, is that strictly a coach to quarterback thing? Is it the overall offense that you're trying to get going, and what are you trying to see there?
Well, in everything that we're trying to do, we're trying to create as much game-like situations and atmosphere as possible. You want to put some stress and pressure on your guys to be able to execute and be able to execute in a timely fashion. And that's one of the biggest things, is guys can understand something on the board. They can understand something logically. They can take you through it and walk you through it slowly. But until you can actually execute and do it on the field and think quickly on your feet, it's both training and it's also part of the evaluation process. And I've been used to that in everywhere I've been, you know, that being the style. I really don't know any other way. So, you know, that's what you want to do. And at the end of the day, you're preparing them for game-like situations that are going to happen. Things happen fast on the field, and you have to be able to react to them. You have to be able to move on. You have to, you know, go on. And that's the idea. And we coach them in the meeting rooms off the tape. You know, we'll get them out there and coach on the run out there, but we'll get the major corrections done, you know, on tape. So, you know, I'm out there hurrying the tempo along when I see it slow down, and sometimes that's with the coaches, sometimes that's with the players, and to be moving along generally to get what we needed to get done.
And for guys who aren't used to this, and that would pretty much be all of them, I mean, especially the guys who were here last year, it was just a different approach. You didn't quite see that type of thing unless they were working specifically on hurry-up offense, to hear as much of that reminder of urgency that you do and that Coach Turner does. So it's understandable, I would think, that there's got to be a learning curve with that, that there might be some mistakes made, just because when you do things faster and you're not quite used to that, there seems to be greater room for margin of error. What do you see?
No doubt. That's why you do it, so that you can find out how quickly guys can react and how much they know it. There's nothing like being in a pressure-fast situation to find out, you know what you can do, and you need to train that way, and that's what I've always believed in.
Brandon Whedon's answered a lot of questions about the quarterback competition and about what's kind of been talked about this whole offseason with Jason Campbell here, the thoughts maybe before the draft of the Browns possibly drafting a quarterback. Didn't do that, but overall, just the discussion about that, and his answers to it have generally been, look, I've just got to focus on me being the best I can to have this job. And he speaks confidently. He says he can't look over his shoulder. He's given all the answers that sounds like a guy who is convinced that he's going to do this, and he shows no sense of trepidation or worry outwardly, and basically saying that, hey, I'm here, I'm working with the first team in practice, and I could get this done. So do you like hearing that from the quarterback, number one? Does it matter that he's saying that, I guess? And then number two, what is the actual competition structure?
Well, the first thing is guys have to believe in themselves. So it starts with that, and I would expect nothing different from anybody that you would talk to that's going to be successful. But ultimately it's going to come down to production on the field, and that's the only way to measure. Especially at that position, is they have to get it done. Their decisions have to be good. They're managing the team, and there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be highs and lows, and then bouncing back from adversity is a key at that position. Those are the keys as far as that goes. The structure of what we're doing right now is Brandon. You know, he's working with the ones. He's you know, the first teamer, and Jason's the second teamer working with the twos, and. You know, as we go on, it's just so early in that process right now. We'll go through that, and as we go on, we'll make adjustments as necessary. They're going to, each one of them and everybody that's playing the position is going to get plenty of opportunities along the way We're really only 3 days into actually offense going against defense. So just some of those basic things seeing, we've only seen for a couple of days. And then we get into training camp when it's more full speed. Obviously, that'll be an important part of the process too.
Will it ramp up at all over these next 2 weeks of OTAs?
There's only so much you can do out in OTAs. It's not full speed. We don't have pads on. So from, especially with the offensive and defensive line standpoint, there's some restrictions on them. And, you know, even from a secondary standpoint and some of the things we can do back there, there's just not contact. And, it's not a true 100% evaluation looking at the guys. You know, you try to make it as close as you can to being able to see and do the things and get done the things you need to get done. But until you're in training camp and even in the games, the preseason games, you don't always know.
You brought aboard another quarterback, Brian Hoyer, a Cleveland product, Michigan State, former Michigan State player, and he's been in the league. Give me a sense of what he's all about.
Brian's a guy that's has played and been around a number of teams in his NFL career, has experience. He has really good passing skills, and we have some guys that have been around him and have exposure to him and outstanding leadership and intangibles.
One of the things that's really stood out is the play of the receivers. And I know in these types of off-season workouts, it's really pitch and catch time. But I noticed a couple of things. Devon Bess gets open, Coach, and he catches everything that comes his way. I know this is what you had in mind when you acquired him from Miami, but it seems like he's almost a tone setter for the practices.
Well, there's no surprise. Devon has been very productive, and he's shown what he's done in practice that he's been doing for the last few years. He's been the thing I've really been pleased with is the kind of leader he's developed into and the example that he sets for the younger guys and how he approaches things as a true professional, and he's a real good mentor for our young guys.
And looking at Josh Gordon physically, very impressive. Again, I know you weren't around here last year, but for those of us who saw him when he came in July and came off of 18 months of non-activity in football, out of shape and really not ready to do much of anything, to see the guy who shows up now, and I'm sure that's the guy you're looking at now, because he looks as if he's added a lot of muscle, his arms look bigger, he's very athletic and explosive. Some impressions of what you've seen of Josh.
Yeah, I think all the things you've just said, Vic, he's big, he's strong, he has gotten stronger and more explosive, and he can run. He's such a big target out there, and he's catching everything. So I'm pleased with how he's come along, and again, with a lot of these guys, you know, there's some talent there, and ultimately they're going to decide on how much they put into it of where ultimately how good they can be.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Vic.